It's interesting you bring up the BRCA because I noticed that one of your patients had a, we'll get into that later, I noticed that had a relative or sister with BRCA mutation. You mentioned BRCA-like abnormalities. What about PARP inhibitors?
Yes, so PARP inhibitors would be an option in these patients. Again, PARP inhibitors are not approved for pancreatic cancer. It's approved for other tumor types. So there is a lot of interest in using PARP inhibitors as maintenance or in combination with cisplatin, irinotecan, or even MM398. So there are clinical studies which are ongoing.
What about BRCA germline mutations? I know there are cases of BRCA germline mutations. What do we know about PARP inhibitors in those patients, and platinum for that matter?
So there is preliminary data that patients who have germline BRCA mutations who develop pancreatic cancer, in a retrospective study, patients treated with a cisplatin regimen seem to do better than those who are not treated with cisplatin. Again, this is preliminary. So in my practice, we would incorporate cisplatin at some point for these patients. Again, all this is still very recent and more data is being generated. It's interesting that patients who have a germline BRCA mutation may not always have a somatic mutation. You may not see the mutation in the tumor. We have seen a few cases.
Wow, how does that happen?
The BRCA mutation is not the cause of the pancreatic cancer in those patients. They may be heavy smokers. Again, these are anecdotal cases.
I never thought about that. So you're saying that if somebody has a BRCA-related, let's say pancreatic cancer, they'll have BRCA in the tumor, but if they have a sporadic cancer and happen to have BRCA germline, it won't be in the tumor?
So it can go both ways. So you can have a BRCA somatic mutation and not have a germline mutation. And these are very uncommon cases. Patients have a germline mutation and we're not seeing the BRCA mutation in the tumor. So in those cases, it wasn't the germline BRCA mutation that caused the cancer. And usually have been heavy smokers where pancreatic cancer developed irrespective of the BRCA mutation. So I think in pancreatic cancer, a lot more work needs to be done. I think this is unlike breast cancer and ovarian cancer, where I think almost always if you have a germline mutation, that's the cause of the cancer.
Oh, that's interesting.